Photographers learn to think of light as something they can reach out and touch and even mold to their design. No light matches the warmth of sunlight, and available light can be the best light of all if you know what you're doing. Vincent Versace is a renowned photographer who says natural light is there to be both explored and exploited. He's teaching a workshop on that idea this weekend at UH Manoa's Pacific New Media, and he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning.
I like that you have a little flyer for your course that starts with a quotation from one of my heroes, Henri Cartier-Bresson. He's kind of one of the gurus of natural light, isn't he?
Well, he's one of the deities of photography, and yeah, he was.
You bet.
He was extraordinary. I also preach this belief. I'm an available light photographer, and by available light, I mean any of light that's available, which is also a Bresson concept.
Yes, it is indeed. Well, you know, he was a combination of a journalist, as a photo, you know, a working photojournalist, but he also with a connection to the surrealist art movement of his time and place.
Well, you have to cross-pollinate as an artist, and I think that that's important. I mean, as one of my, for lack of a better word, spirit guides in photography, what I appreciate about Bresson was the fact that it wasn't just the one thing, that he took different photographic disciplines and approach those at a level of, you know, expertise that pollinated and intertwined into all of his other work that he did, and you can see it in the things. It made everything richer by not just being one note. He played many notes. He played many instruments.
Yes, yeah, so it's all part of not limiting yourself. And also, one of your sort of guiding philosophies here is And you're going to express it better than I am, but the whole idea of letting the picture guide you, in a sense, how would you express that?
I don't take pictures.
They take you.
They take me.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that I've observed over the years is that the best images are the ones that rip you through the lens, not you trying to drag and picking and streaming through the glass. So if I let the environment that I'm in and the things around me move me, and instead of making the news, I become part of the news, I wind up with far more interesting and better photographs and a better experience along the way.
What's the state of mind that is most conducive to that? How do you get that kind of immersion?
Well, you first have to know your equipment as well as you know yourself. And a big issue I find when I have students on the occasions that I take them out in the field is that part of their thought is that they're going to learn how to use their camera in the workshop. And what it should be is you should know how to use that like you know how to use a toothbrush.
Sure.
So that you're not worrying about all of the things that the camera does. You understand all the things that the camera can do so that what you can do is pay attention to what's going on in front of you. Like, I use autofocus all the time. I use zoom lenses all the time. And the reason why I do that is so that I can frame the picture the way I want it framed, and I can have the camera do the focusing so that what's occurring is I'm just paying attention to the subject as it's coming to me, as it's taking me.
Sure. Well, because we've all lost pictures while we were changing lenses, checking exposure, fumbling with equipment in one way or another, right?
Correct. And so the key is to view your camera as the ultimate point and shoot. What really is important is what's happening in front of your camera. That when you walk into the situation, you're already prepared. You're not adapting to it as it's unfolding. You've already created an environment for yourself that allows you to be adaptable to it as it happens, not trying to put Band-Aids on it as you're going.
The idea is, in a way, what you're talking about, Vince, is kind of purifying the experience, where all you're doing is looking and recording, looking and recording.
Correct. That's basically it. It's like you let the picture take you, and the impulse to fire the shutter is when it grabs you. It's like, oh, my God, that's cool. When you're saying, oh, my God, that's cool, that finger should be going down on the shutter, and it should be firing the picture at that moment.
So the reaction and the picture taking should be a one one unified act rather than one following upon the other.
Correct. It's at the moment in which you are taken is the moment in which your finger shuts down on that shutter.
Well, because, I mean, did you in your early days have a lot of experiences where you just missed a shot?
Why no?
That
making you happened to me.
Making you the only photographer in the world to whom that has not happened, right?
Oh, my God. If I had a penny for every cyberchrome I took, and cyberchromes are pictures you take with your mind because you didn't take them with your camera. Yeah. When autofocus came in, that was great. When zooms came in, that was great. And the way we are, with the state-of-the-art of the technology aspect of photography, we are in dreamland with
yes.
what can be done.
Well, I think it to understand that, it helps to have started back in the days when every change in focal length involved changing a lens, involved getting an exposure reading, all that stuff, right? It does get you thinking about light and exposure, doesn't it?
Oh, no, I'm don't get me wrong. I'm a classically trained large format view camera photographer that had a archival darkroom and mm-hmm. you know, did a two-step development process for printing and deep tank replenishment for film, and that really informs my aesthetic, and that really informs the way that I shoot. But to
sure.
be perfectly honest, if I never walk into that dark room again, I'm okay.
That is refreshing honesty to hear, because you do tend to be, you have a sort of a film fogey movement, right, where the purists.
Right.
But no, I
film fogies. Oh, I love that. I got to use that.
Well, I speak as one. You know, I still have a Leica and a light meter, and I don't know what I'm doing with it because it doesn't make sense anymore. But I agree with you about what the wonderful things that the new cameras allow to do with us. Kind of opens up the possibilities of photography for the future, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm a better photographer today because of the technology, because of the 10,000 hours to mastery. The fact that it doesn't cost me $20 a roll of film
yeah.
and having to wait a week to find out if I got anything and then only have three pictures, that became a very difficult thing to do economically.
Yep.
Whereas with digital, you know, if I want to do 75 pictures of my lunch, I could. Not that I'd recommend that, but.
Well, that's the other thing is preaching restraint. Glad to get a chance to talk to you, Vince. Have a great weekend with these workshops you're doing. Thanks for talking
with us. Oh, I look forward to it. Thank you.
Vincent Versace is the author of From Oz to Kansas, Almost Every Black and White Technique Known to Mankind, and Welcome to Oz 2.0, a cinematic approach to digital still photography with Photoshop. He'll be conducting two workshops this weekend for Pacific New Media. Today and tomorrow, we'll be talking about how to light with a single light source, the sun. You can learn more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.